faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's Superman!
Today, eat Kellogg's Pep, the super cereal, super as in Superman.
Kellogg's Pep, the sunshine cereal. Kellogg's Pep, the super cereal, presents The Adventures of Superman.
Today, as Lois Lane and Candy Myers face the murderous guns of Harry Niles and his uncle at an old quarry, Superman, carrying the corrupt Dr. Tobin high in the air above the surrounding countryside, searches desperately for them.
No sign of Miss Lane and Candy yet, Dr. Tobin. You'd better pray that I find them before anything happens to them.
You're flying so fast, I can't breathe.
That patch of woods. No, they're not there. They can't be far away, though. Faster!
Help! Put me down!
When I put you down, it'll be in a jail cell. Oh, wait a minute. At that old quarry. Miss Lane and Candy and Harry Niles. Quick, Scott, I'm afraid I'm too late. Hurry!
Say, want to join a club that brings you lots of exciting fun? This club is organized specially for you. Helps you learn stuff that's not only fun, but also mighty useful. Yes, here's your chance to sign up for the American Junior Red Cross.
Correct. You can join the Junior Red Cross right in your classroom. It won't cost you a cent. The Junior Red Cross wants members, live wire members, not money.
And the minute you join, you'll get right in on all sorts of exciting and fascinating doings. You can enroll for Red Cross courses that are fun, and besides help you to help others.
For instance, you can take courses in first aid and accident prevention. You can learn life-saving and water safety. Plus, lots of other things that'll make you important in your community.
Not only that, the Junior Red Cross will set things up so you can exchange letters and photos with young folks in foreign countries and get a better understanding of people in other lands. It's fun to make friends like that with faraway folks.
And the Junior Red Cross has further excitement in store for you. Ask your teacher tomorrow how you can join up and be a member in good standing.
And now, the adventures of Superman.
Determined to free Metropolis from the grip of a corrupt political party controlled by Mike Hickey, Clark Kent, who is Superman, and Perry White, editor of the Daily Planet, organized a reform party which nominated White to run for mayor in the coming elections. But Hickey, equally determined to crush all opposition to his despotic rule, arranged a fake automobile accident in which White was falsely identified as a hit-and-run driver and arrested. Before Superman could expose the frame-up, Hickey ordered Harry Niles, the man who posed as the hit-and-run victim, to be spirited away from City Hospital to a hideout by Dr. Tobin, another of his henchmen. Private Detective Candy Myers and Lois Lane, girl reporter, traced Niles to an old farmhouse, where they were captured and taken to an old quarry to be shot. Meanwhile, Superman had captured Dr. Tobin, and with him searched the countryside around the farmhouse from the sky. Tied hand and foot, Lois and Candy stood on the edge of the deep, dark quarry. And Niles, lifting his gun, ordered his uncle to fire.
Okay, Unc, let him have it. Now!
Superman, high in the sky, comes within view of the scene, flashing downward like a meteor hurtling through space. He snatches the twin bullets of death from the air, a scant hair's breadth from the hearts of Lois and Candy. Then, plummeting to the ground before the wide-eyed Lois and Candy Myers, Superman takes the thoroughly frightened Dr. Tobin and places his own steel body as a shield between his two friends and the angrily amazed Harry Niles and his uncle.
Holy smokes!
Superman!
Something to my man is Superman!
Right, drop your gun, Niles. You too, old-timer.
Where'd he come from?
Never mind, get him, Hunk.
Drop your guns, I said.
I got him, Harry!
Superman!
Oh, that doesn't stop me!
No, get him, Harry!
Stop, you! Stop!
I saw Superman. Get the other one.
Pleasant dreams, Niles! There we are, Candy.
Put him up in the other alley.
Relax, Candy. That's all there are.
Yes, and they'll keep this way till we get them to police headquarters. Are you two all right?
Oh, never felt better. But you didn't get here 1 second too soon, Superman.
You can say that again, Miss Lane. I was practically saying hello to St. Peter.
Glad I made it on time. Here, wait a minute. I'll take these ropes off you.
How did you find out where we were?
Yeah, and who's this little character you brought with you? He's listening to the birdies, too.
That's Dr. Tobin. My last flight seems to have taken the wind out of him.
Dr. Tobin?
Yes, I managed to persuade him to tell me where Niles was hiding out. Incidentally, I see that Clark Kent was right. Niles wasn't hurt in that hit-and-run accident, was he?
Of course he wasn't. The whole thing was a frame-up by Mike Hickey to smear Perry White in the reform party.
But how did you know about all this, Superman?
Oh, I keep informed of what goes on in Metropolis, Miss Lane. There we are. You're both free now.
Oh.
All right, let's deliver our three unconscious friends to Inspector Henderson.
And tell him to sweep out another cell for Mike Hickey.
Right. I think we've got Hickey on the run at last.
Grasping the relaxed forms of Harry Niles, Nelson, and Dr. Tobin, Superman lifts them like a bundle of dirty wash. And taking Lois Lane and Candy Myers under his other arm, he leaps high into the air and streaks to Metropolis. A short time later, a furtive, shifty-eyed man pounds excitedly on the door of Mike Hickey's handsome residence and is shortly in the presence of the fat, many-chinned political boss who, in bathrobe and slippers, has been smoking a last cigar preparatory to going to bed.
Well, Blinky, what brings you here at this time of night?
I thought I'd never get here, Mr. Hickey. You're in trouble. Big trouble.
What's wrong?
Harry Niles and Doc Tobin. They're in the city jail.
What? Are you serious?
Yeah, on the level, Mr. Hickey. I just come from there. Inspector Henderson brought him in. And you should have heard him. He says you framed Perry White in that hit-and-run deal, and not the mayor, the district attorney, nor nobody else can keep him from sending you to the big house.
Henderson, yeah. Well, I'll stop him right now.
Who are you calling?
Shut up. That's dirty Henderson. I'll get him for this like I got everybody else in town who wouldn't play ball with me. I'll... Hello. Jerry? Mike Hickey. Listen, Henderson's got Harry Niles and Doc Tobin in the cooler. Yeah. The fat's in the fire for sure, unless we work fast. Now listen, here's what I want you to do. You gotta make it good. I want...
His fat fist gripped tightly around the telephone. Mike Hickey issues rapid-fire orders to his unseen lieutenant. Desperate orders, designed to save himself and the corrupt empire he controls through a political machine. We'll be back in a moment to learn what those orders were in the startling climax of today's episode. So, keep listening.
Say, look at any one of your 24 pep photos of great screen and sports stars. The photos you get as a prize, one in every package of Kellogg's Pep, the super cereal. Examine your photo carefully. Notice the picture's not just printed on with ink. No, sir. Each photo's made on actual glossy photographer's paper. Sure, these candid camera-sized photos are strictly professional. And just think, 24 different stars to collect in this great series. Correct. And every photo's of a standout star, like that smoothie George Sanders of United Artists, and Virginia Mayo, the lovely blonde star of so many Sam Goldwyn movies, and Mike Tresh, the famous catcher of the Chicago White Sox. Right, and they're only a few of the top-notch screen and sports stars in this great photo series. A whole gallery of celebrities for you to collect. Every photo's clear and sharp as can be. Not only that, these photos are a handy, candid camera size. Just right to carry in your pocket and show your friends. And because of their glossy finish, these photos wear and wear and still look like new. What's more, these photos are exclusively for you Pep fans. Nobody else can get these red-hot collector's items because they're not for sale anywhere. Nobody can send off and get them. Right. But they're yours as a special prize. One in every package of Pep. Those crisp golden flakes of good whole wheat. At breakfast, they're so good, you want to shovel them down like mad. But eat them slowly and enjoy every bit of that catchy, delicious flavor. So start the day with Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. Kellogg's Pep, the Super Cereal. Super as in Superman.
And now, back to the adventures of Superman.
It is close to midnight in Metropolis. At the Daily Planet, the city room is deserted, save for a lone night man and a telegrapher. But in Clark Kent's office, Kent and Lois Lane have remained to write page one stories for tomorrow's paper. And now, having completed their tasks, they join Candy Myers, who has been waiting for them.
Boy, oh boy, what a night. Huh, Miss Lane?
Oh, you said it, Candy. Too bad you weren't with us, Clark.
Well, you two have described everything so clearly, I feel as if I had been there. Incidentally, Candy, you did a swell job of tracking down Harry Niles.
Oh, thanks. It wouldn't have paid off except with funeral wreaths if not for Superman. Brother, was I glad to see him show up at that quarry.
No more than I was, Candy. But what I'd really like to see is Mike Hickey's face when he reads my page one story in the Daily Planet tomorrow.
Me, I want to see his face when Inspector Henderson puts the handcuffs on him.
And when Perry White is elected mayor and Hickey's rotten political machine, the whole kit and caboodle is swept right out onto the street.
You'll see all that next month, Miss Lane.
You hope. Don't forget, Mike Hickey is as slippery as a snake.
Huh? We got Hickey over the barrel now, but good.
Ken's right, Candy.
Who said so? Oh, Inspector Henderson.
Hello, Inspector.
Come up to join the celebration party?
No, Candy. Ken told me you would be here late, and since I was passing, I thought I'd bring you the bad news in person.
Bad news?
What? What do you mean, Inspector?
Hickey sprung Niles and Doc Tobin before I could get them to confess.
I don't believe...
How could he do that, Inspector?
Well, I was just getting them both softened up by telling them they were sure to get a life rap unless they told everything. when Jerry Gans, he's Hickey's lawyer, showed up at the jail with the D.A.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, Gans yelled that I couldn't hold his boys because they weren't booked yet, and the D.A. backed him up. So I had to take Niles and Tobin before a city magistrate to charge and book them. And, of course, the D.A., who was appointed by Hickey, made sure there was a Hickey judge on the magistrate's bench.
Oh, great.
I can see what that means.
Yeah, it means that in spite of everything I could do, the magistrate set a cheap $5,000 bail for both Niles and Tobin.
Only $5,000 for those murderers?
That's what? Right, Miss Lane. The bondsman who came with Gans stepped right up, slapped down the $5,000, and our case against Hickey walked out of court. Free on bail.
Oh, no. Well,
Jeff and Jemima, they'll skip time.
Of course.
Sure, they've already skipped. I only had one man handy, and I put him on their tail. He followed them to the airport, where they took off in a chartered plane.
Oh. Gee.
Well, there goes the ball game.
And how? 10-1, they're headed out of the country. And without them to testify against Mike Hickey, we haven't got a case against him. And the big boy is still running this town.
Dismayed, Clark Kent, Lois Lane, and Candy Myers stare at the grim-faced Inspector Henderson, aware now that at the very moment of victory, their prize has been snatched from their hands. And Mike Hickey is still free to assert his gangster rule over Metropolis. We know that Hickey, threatened as he never was before, will attempt anything to crush all opposition to his evil rule. We know, too, that Perry White, his name cleared, will stake everything to dethrone the corrupt political boss. What will the next move be in this titanic struggle for civil rights in a great city? We'll find out in tomorrow's thrilling episode, so be sure to listen. Tune in, same time, same station, for Chapter 14 of Ruler of Darkness on The Adventures of Superman. And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep. For excitement, The Adventures of Superman. Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Comics magazine and is brought to you Monday through Friday at the same time by Kellogg's Pep, the super cereal. Will you have another candy?
Another? I haven't yet any.
Well, I mean, will somebody at your house fix you another different, wonderful kind of candy, Rice Krispies Marshmallow Squares?
Well, you're giving me ideas.
Just mention to someone that here's a candy so quick and easy to make, it's a pleasure. Tell them to mix those delicious bubbles of toasted rice, Kellogg's Rice Krispies, with marshmallows and such. Out comes a treat that's terrific.
Well, when do we eat?
Today, after you show somebody the simple recipe for Rice Krispies Marshmallow Squares. It's right on the package of Kellogg's Rice Krispies. This program came from New York. Stay tuned now for Captain Midnight, which follows in a moment. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.